You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
God said, if you can't care about one, you cannot care about 1 million. When people come into you got jailbirds or whatever you call them there, and they come into your office. You're the chaplain at the St. Lucie County Jail. So I get a feeling that's the kind of guy you are. I think if I was an inmate and I come to see you at that moment, I count.
I try to see you, Rhett, the way God does, as loved, accepted, and forgiven. And years ago, I worked drug rehab for 10 years, and there was a guy that looked at all the successful programs in Texas that were working. It was Dr. Frank Lawler. And he was such a neat guy, and he says, you know what, guys, I want to tell you something. He said, when I look at what works in relationships to help people get better, he said there's two things that have to happen right away. The first thing is mutual respect and the other's hope. And if you don't communicate
mutual respect
to the person that's hurting and hope, there's no engagement. And he said, so many times as counselors, we want to go to where we're comfortable. And that's if you got a problem, I want to get right in there, Rhett, and solve it for you.
Yeah.
And he says, and there's got to be an interplay of emotion and affection. There's got to be some, we're not like two robots just talking. But he said, right from the get-go, you got about 30 seconds, and they're going to know, does this guy value me? Does he respect me? And does he think there's any hope that things could get better? And that's what God said, is that I'll turn that valley of Acre into a door of hope. So that suffering you've been through, I was just talking to a guy this morning who's kind of down in the tank, and I said, I'll tell you, there's a song that I learned. I didn't learn it growing up Catholic, but I learned a lot of great things growing up Catholic. But somebody gave me that song, Something Beautiful. And I told my buddy, he says, every single morning when I was down to nothing, I'd lost my wife, my career, my house, my little girl, everything. It was like a do-over. I'd play that song and go, Something Beautiful, Something Good. All my confusion, he understood. All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife, but he made something beautiful out of my life. And I told that to my friend. He was going to look it up because he's a singer. And he said, let me find that, because he needs to know that God really does. I heard Arthur Burt. He was a buddy of Smith Wigglesworth. And I went into this church one day.
He knew Smith Wigglesworth?
Oh, yeah. They were best friends in England. Arthur was Welsh. We're both Welsh.
He's not still alive, is
no,
he?
No, no. He was up in his mid-90s when I heard him about 10 years ago. Yeah. But my friend, Paul O'Higgins, knew Arthur, because Paul does a lot of traveling in England, Scotland, and Ireland. And Arthur was a very close friend of his.
Yeah.
So I go in this church, and I'm all beat down because God took me out of ministry for about 5 years. I couldn't believe it. It was so humbling, but God says, no, look, we're going after the one lost sheep. Don't worry about all those 99 that are at church. So he put me in some counseling centers. But Arthur, I just felt like, man, I'm an ice station zebra. I'm out somewhere where the bus doesn't travel. And he says, let me tell you what I know about God. God does the most with the least. He does a lot with a little. And he does everything with nothing. So what's your problem? And man, I'm telling you, I said, he's got it right.
Let me write that one down. Hold on. You got so many of these axioms here.
Well, I look for them. I like just one-liners. Those are good.
Me too. So what was that one you just said?
He said, God does the most.
Hold on. God
does the most.
Does the
most. With the least.
With the least.
And that's what I tell these inmates. Look, you might be the least, but God does the most with the least. He does a lot with a little.
A lot with a little. Yep.
And he does everything with nothing.
Everything with nothing. Now, what does that mean to you?
So, when he says, God does a lot with the least.
Yep.
God's not looking for superstars.
He has chosen the foolish things of this world to confound those that are wise in their own eyes.
He takes people because they got no ego. They've got no pride. Those are the people that God uses.
So a broken spirit is of great smelling fragrance in the nostrils of a living God.
And you may say, like you and I, maybe we lost a lot. We just got a little. And God says, but I can do a lot with your little. just give me your little fishes and loaves and watch what happens. And then you may say, well, I got nothing. I lost it all. Well, you're in good straits here, my friend, because God takes our nothing. God's creator God. And he takes the nothing we have and he creates something. And one of my friends says, God will take my mess, and he's turned it into a message. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Jesus said, he who falls upon this rock shall be broken, but he whom this rock falls upon shall be crushed into everlasting powder. Mm-hmm. And I think that means if we will, just like you go backwards. You go backwards when you get baptized. Mm-hmm. So you fall back trusting that you're going whoever's baptizing is going to bring you back up. That's you're in the most vulnerable spot, you know. And so you fall back, and Jesus will break you.
Yep.
Like a doctor wise and strong, mm-hmm. he knows just how to break it, your heart, you know.
Yeah.
What was I saying there? Anyway, I kind of got
off. Well, you know, we're on a potter's wheel, and there's a pot that the potter's making, and he sees that it's blemished. And he's not upset. He just puts it back on the wheel, and he makes it into something a lot more desirable and a lot more usable than whatever was wrong with the pot when it initially got on the wheel. And that's how God is. God's not upset that we have issues. A lot of people that know God, they're not upset because we're victory in progress. You know, we're on this journey, and one of my favorite passages in the Psalms where it said, blessed is the man whose heart is set on pilgrimage, on journey. And somebody said, I don't know about the future. I just know who holds the future. And part of it, years ago, I heard Andy Stanley say something. It was so powerful. He says, listen, guys, when God is silent, he's never still. And he was talking about the life of Joseph. Here was Joseph. And there wasn't anything indicating to Joseph that life was getting better. It looked like, but God was behind the scenes, staging his greatest breakthrough and comeback, really, just like Moses. You know, here he was on the backside of the desert for 40 years.
How many years?
40 years.
Now, wait a second. Now, that's not before he was used to emancipate the people, was it? Or was
well,
it?
I think.
How old was he when he got kicked out of Egypt?
He might have been.
In his 30s?
He might have been 40.
So then 40 is the number of testing. So then God didn't use Moses till he was 80, purportedly.
That's right.
So he had another 40 years of training.
Yeah.
So I might think at 70, it's all too late for me. And God might say, I may not use you till you're 80.
Well, here's what God told me about getting older, and this might encourage you and anybody out there that's listening. Old is 10 years past wherever you are.
Yeah.
So I don't care how old you are, just add another 10. But not when you get there, you just add another 10.
Hey, I got a friend, he's 96, still runs his own real estate agency at 96. An amazing clarity of mind. I don't know why he has such favor with God.
Well, I believe as we wait upon him, we have renewed strength. And love is the most powerful force in the world. And if we stay in God's loving presence and we do what God asks us to do, he redeems us, renews us.
Now, you're in the jail. By the way, we're talking with Dr. David Thompson. You're the chaplain at the St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office. So I want to hear about, because we were in your office the other day, and we're just going on, and you and I, if we were left to our own device, I think we could sit here for about 5 hours, if not more, if we had that kind of energy. But so tell me something. I want to hear more miracles that have taken place. I forget what you told me the other day, but I'd love to hear about miracles.
Well, I wasn't in my position, my appointment in 05. I wasn't there longer than 2 months, and this inmate comes to me. Just like what happened, same thing happened to me when I was in the hospital. I get my appointment, and some off-the-chain things happened that just blew me away, but I'll stay with the jail. So this guy comes down and he goes, Chaplain Dave, I'm a dead man walking. I'll call him Bill. That wasn't his real name. I said, what do you mean, Bill? He says, I've got full-blown AIDS.
Yeah.
I said, you do? He says, yeah, I'm down to 90 T cells. I've got no defense against anything. But I just thought, what have I got to lose? I'm going to go down and see the chaplain, and maybe he'll pray for me. And remember, what engages people is respect and hope. And I said, Bill, you know, I have a church. I had a church for a long time, mm-hmm. and I don't have any more. But we had two people that came to our church that were both HIV positive, and we prayed for them, and they got retested, and they were negative. So I know that all things are possible with God. I've seen too many miracles not to doubt the supernatural presence and power of God. So let's pray. And Dr. Stanley said something years ago, I never forgot.
Charles Stanley.
He says, listen, we never deny the reality of people's circumstances, but we refuse to limit God to what we know.
Mm-hmm.
So he told me what he knew. I prayed with that understanding. But what we said is, okay, God, we're lifting Bill up to you. And Lord, you do what medicine and doctors can't do. Just touch Bill, and we curse this, you know, this virus at the roots. Well, you know, he was a little beat down. I didn't know him, but he came to a Catholic chapel, and he was crying. And my friend, Deacon Jack Raish, who was also a spirit-filled Holy Ghost guy in the Catholic Church, St. A's, he said, what's the matter, son? He says, well, I'm dying, you know. You know, the cares of this life can choke God out. And even though I prayed, Jack said, what's the matter? Well, I got full-blown, just give that to Jesus, he said. And we're going to have communion just a little bit. Just trust God. So 3 weeks later, he comes up to me in the hallway, and I go, oh, gosh, here he goes again, you know, kind of a sad sack. He goes, chap, look at this. This is my lab work back from medical. And I read it. It says, we can find no medical abnormality in your blood whatsoever. I'm going like, what? And I go, no medical. Are you telling me? He says, chap, I don't have the virus. I'm free. And I go, whoa. So I tell the priest who did the service.
Did you start crying or anything?
Well, I'll tell you, I was close to, I told our sheriff, because our sheriff has a medical background. He goes, chap, that's amazing.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
This is Jonathan McLean, General Manager of WCNO Christian Radio. We just completed Prayer and Share. 2 weeks are normally set aside for this in both April and October. With the storms and all the disruptions, we did not meet our goal. We're about $70,000 short, and we will continue to look for your donations in the mail. And of course, you can also call us at 772-221-1100. By going to our website, you can make a donation at WCNO.com, or you can also text WCNO to 24365. Again, we want to thank all of you for your support over the years, and again, your support this year. We continue to pray for the Lord's blessing, provision, and help to those who have had loss during the storms. God bless.